There we are. Going to put up a word. See what you think. Maybe you should pray first of all. Lord, for what I'm about to say, may everything that needs to be said, and nothing more than that. As our tea candle, we pray for clarity and brevity, and may there be something for each person that listens. In your name we pray, amen. All right, here's the word, if it'll work for me. The word is retirement. A reality that will come to most people, possibly not to all. I want to talk about retirement this morning. The first thing that we want to deal with is what I call a retirement mindset. This may not be in your mind, but believe me, it will be in the minds of others. Because as you grow up in years and as you meet people and all that, here's questions that you will be asked or you will ask others. Retirement mindset. You're now, whatever age you are, isn't it time to slow down and think about retirement? That has been said, and I bet you've said that to others. You're now 60 plus. It's time to slow down and think about retirement. Obviously, they haven't got to retirement yet, but the retirement mindset is being put in there. Another way of saying this is simply this. You have worked hard all your life. Why don't you retire and take life easy? All was said, by the way, with the very best intentions. For somebody who is, as we would say, humming and hand, indecisive, this is the line that is thrown at him, isn't it? You've worked hard all your life. Why don't you retire and take it easy? Another way of saying this is, you've worked hard all your life. Why don't you retire? You've earned this. That's for the person that feels a bit, gosh, I don't know. If I go here, I'm going to leave the thing in a mess, or going to leave lads in a rough situation. I bet you've heard that. Maybe the likes of a lady is too young for you yet, lady, but it will come. Another 80 years, you'll be where I am. And another question we ask, this we'd ask of Martin now, you know. How long do you have before you can retire? You're already in a retirement mindset. All you're trying to figure out now is, but you're trying to figure out how long can you last before you can retire. And usually that means is, I want to get out of there as quick as I can. That's a retirement mindset. And it's the way the world operates, to be perfectly honest with you. And there's nothing about that that's going to change. Other than the fact that the government wants to you to work a bit longer because they can't afford to pay your pension. But other than that, retirement is on the cards. But what about having a spiritual retirement mindset? If I have given you a worldly perspective, is there such a thing as a spiritual retirement mindset? I'm now, whatever age you want to put in there, it's time for me to slow down spiritually and start taking it easy. It's the very same as the world, but it's applied to spirituality or the Christian life or whatever it is. But it's the very same mindset. It's just being directed a different way. That's having a spiritual retirement mindset. It's very easy to have it because the other thing has been bombarded a lot of the time as you get to a certain age and stage. Another way of saying that is, so the person doesn't feel bad about it, I have done my bit, I have done my time to take life easy. Many people have said that. I have done my bit, I have done my time, so they feel justified. I'm just making that comment, not judging, just And it's time for me to take life easy. Okay, I'm so sorry. There's nothing we can do. They can listen to it afterwards on the web. This morning, I want to ask a woman called Anna. She's 84. For her opinion on spiritual retirement. And I want to see what she has to say and if that is another perspective on it. So, Anna's words are found in Luke chapter 2, three verses is all she's given, but in that we're told a great deal. There was also a prophet named Anna, daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them, that is to Jesus as an infant, Mary and Joseph and Simeon in the temple, this is where it's happening, coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. On spiritual retirement, I think Anna is a very good woman to ask. For her opinion, you may not agree with that now, of course, but for her opinion. And so verse 26 tells us many things, I don't need to really go into, other than the fact that she was a prophet. So, ability to hear from the Lord. We know who her father was, and she was in the tribe of Asher. We know she was very old, and she had a short time in marriage and lived a long, long time in widowhood. So she wouldn't be a major influencer in the circle that she was in. She could have been very much close to the poverty line or maybe just a small bit above it. So here's a woman who has lived a long, long time of life has been rough for her in her living circumstances, and she now reaches the age of 84 and she's in the temple, worshipping night and day, fasting and praying. So we get a look into her. We know a bit about her physical circumstances, her age and her status. We now are introduced to what she does with her life. And she goes to the temple every time it's open. And her main things are fasting and praying. And then she's in there and Jesus shows up. She hears Simeon speaking. And she comes over. And she sees Jesus roughly 6 weeks old. And then she gives thanks to God, speaks about the child to everyone who is looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. That's everything we know about Anna. But our perspective this morning is about retirement. And if there's anything there for us to understand from Anna. So I said, we're going to ask Anna some questions. And we're going to allow the text that we have just read to give us the answer, since Anna is in heaven and she's not concerned about spiritual retirement at all. But we're going to ask her anyway. Let's guess Anna. Here's the first question we're going to ask her. Anna, what's a good age to slow down or to retire fully, spiritually speaking? Good age. No, she's a good woman, isn't she? A good mentor and a good woman to ask. You may not want to ask her because of her age, and you might want the answer, but what's a good age to slow down or to retire fully? Spiritually speaking, Anna. Next question we could ask her, if we were brave enough. Is it possible, Anna, to slow down or retire spiritually and still remain alert and useful? See, I want to slow down, but I don't want to be completely useless. And I do want to remain alert. So Anna, is it possible to do that, to slow down or retire spiritually, and I can still remain fairly alert for what's really going on so that I don't miss the important stuff, and I'm useful when I decide to step in? Is that possible to do, Anna? These are questions that go on in people's minds, you know that. And then to go for the more positive, so we can keep the likes of Lydia and Karis there engaged. This question, Anna, how do you remain consistent, especially at your age, if you don't mind me saying so, in practicing the three of the most challenging spiritual disciplines, worshipping, praying, and fasting, at 84? How do you do that at your age? Because it says that she was pretty much constantly in the temple, so she was a regular worshipper, but her main job was praying and fasting. 84. So how do you remain consistent with that? Now, that's a good question, isn't it? Especially if you're young. And then, fourth question. What advice would you have for younger, and in some cases, much younger, people in how to remain active, alert, and enthusiastic, spiritually speaking? So there's our questions. Good questions? Maybe there's other ones you could put in there, but that's as good as I was capable of coming up with for the time being. So what's a good age to slow down or retire, fully spiritually speaking? Is it possible to slow down or retire spiritually and still remain alert and useful? Then how do you remain consistent in practicing worshipping, praying, and fasting? And what advice would you have for us to how to remain active, alert, and enthusiastic, spiritually speaking? They're all the dimensions that people consider when they're considering slowing down. Does that make sense? Well, our answers will come in the text. What's a good age to start slowing down or thinking about retiring, spiritually speaking? Well, if we were to ask Anna, what she'd have to say to us, well, anything after 84 will do. Now, that is not the advice you get in the world. I know that. Anything after 84, I'm 84 anyway, and by the grace of God, and he has given me the strength, and etc., etc., so we're still going at it. Not the best answer you want to receive if you already have a spiritual retirement mindset. Actually, if you have that, you won't touch Anna. Just in case she gives you something you might necessarily like. So, 84. But Anna's advice to us would be remain, not retire. Actually, this is her advice. And as we'll see, she practiced what she preached. She remained and not retired. So active. The first thing that Anna was is she didn't slow down. She kept going with whatever she had, whatever resources, whatever physical strength she had left. She was active. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Anna remained active. You can remain active if you're thinking about retirement. You can't, because they're completely the opposite to each other, aren't they? Remain active, number one. Number two, remain alert. Lads 84 are well written off for being alert. But Anna was very alert, spiritually speak, and fairly alert in her natural senses as well, may I say. Coming up to them at that very moment, Jesus in the temple, only two people recognized him, and two were old Jesus. Simeon was ready, he'd one foot in the grave and he was ready to go. And Anna. And that would have been a busy place with all kinds of people in there and all kinds of priests. Only two people recognized him, and Anna is the second one. Coming up to them at that very moment, she was alerted to what was going on. So she remained alerted, active, alert. That word alert doesn't go with spiritual retirement, does it? You think of ease and peace, but you don't necessarily think of alertness. So she remained alert. The other bit of advice she'd have for us would be this. She came up, and obviously, talking to Joseph, Mary, and Simeon, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. She remained enthusiastic. 84. Isn't that something? Lord of mercy, she put me to shame, I have to say. 84, and she's enthusiastic. But whatever else she had in it, she didn't have that mindset of retiring, did she? She didn't have that. And we're talking here primarily about spiritual retirement, of course. So there were the three things: active, alert, and enthusiastic. And she had all three. And she seemed to have done this for a long time and was able to remain fairly consistent. So today is the 21st of January, so, and it's about a month ago, it's almost a month that we had Christmas Eve. You know, so we're just, you know, 26, 27 days by the calendar, you know, that we had this celebrating Christmas. So the question I'm asking then is, we're 27 days just out, right? How are you doing with being active spiritually speaking? We're not talking here, no, 84 years, right? We're just talking 27 days. 84 years is too much for us to be climbing, in fairness. So how are we doing with being active spiritually? How alert are we, spiritually speaking? And last but not least, how enthusiastic are we? Because there are the three characteristics that you see with Anna. On the ground. Active, alert, and enthusiastic. Quite amazing. If you were to ask Anna about spiritual retirement, I think she'd bounce the question back at you. I don't think she would be one bit intimidated by the question, but I think as quick as you throw it to her, she'd throw it back. And I think this is maybe what she'd ask. Retiring spiritually. Two questions. She'd ask me, or she'd ask you. Retiring to do what? The answer, Anna, is what I want. That's why I'm retiring. Because I want to do what I want, Anna. Number two. She'd ask me the question, well, if you're retiring spiritually, what are you living for? Anna, my answer to you is enjoying life. That's what I'm living for, Anna. I'm living to enjoy life, of what I have left with it. See, Anna didn't retire because it wasn't in her mindset. And because it wasn't in her mindset, she remained obviously active, she remained alert, and she remained enthusiastic. What was she living for? The purposes and the will of God in her life. You see, it's a very, very different mindset, and it's a very different set of priorities, isn't it, that Anna presents to us. Anna wouldn't know what to do with her life if she had retired. She certainly wasn't interested in taking it easy. She probably had to slow down. Depending on what happened, you know, in terms of your body and things, you know, you have to, as the fellow says, play with the cards that are dealt with you, whatever happens physically in that. But whatever she had to, whatever came that way, she dealt with it and she kept going. But the reason why she didn't retire is that she had a purpose to keep going. And that purpose had nothing got to do with her and her life and her purposes, and indeed in her purposes of taking life easy and doing what she wanted. As far as she was concerned, she was alive to pray, to fast, and to worship God. And then when the Lord decided that she had done that to the amount that he was pleased with, then she was out of there. There are the lessons that I learned from Anna. Remain active. Easier said than done. Remain alert. remain enthusiastic. But I can only do that, and you can only do that if you're able to answer the question, what am I actually living for? If I'm living to take life easy and to do my own thing and to enjoy my retirement, that concept would be alien to Anna. Much to think about there. In closing, the only question I need to ask you is, do you want to remain active and alert and enthusiastic? Or would you prefer to take life easier on your own terms and do whatever you want, enjoy life, or if you have a retired, enjoy in retirement? But ultimately, live out your golden years doing what you want to do and enjoying. This woman was dead many, many years before this was written. She had no indication whatsoever that what happened that day inside in that temple would ever be recorded. Because it was just done with a young couple, started out in life, Mary and Joseph, an old man who was almost dead, as good as dead, with respect to him, obviously, and Anna. Now, this is written 30 years later, right? She's well gone. But her record of remaining active, alert, and enthusiastic is put in here because Anna refused to retire, spiritually speaking. And the Lord saw to her that her memory and her lifestyle was recorded so lads like me and maybe people like you can learn from Anna. Lord, we do not know how long we have. We do not know what level of health we will have to deal with it, what comes our way. But Lord, we pray we would have a mindset that we're here to do your will. And Lord, when that will is done, then Lord, it's time to get out of here and go home. Lord, if we're living our lives just for ourselves, then Lord, we will not be spiritually alert or active or enthusiastic, Lord. So help us, Lord, to have a focus and a willingness to do, Lord, your agenda while there's breath in our bodies. And Lord, help us to be active, alert, and enthusiastic as best we know how. This we ask in your name. Amen.